Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Delighted to be here again and have another chance to talk to you about the Savior. He's lovely. His name is Jesus. He's the only hope that we have. And what a hope he is. But you know, a lot of people don't like him. In fact, if you don't like him, if you don't love him, you hate him. I know, it's rough to say that, isn't it? I know you're not supposed to say tough things like that. This is a day of smooth things. But you know, sin hates God. Oh yeah. And at the cross we see this revelation of how much man hated the pure and beautiful Savior. Not only do we see the depravity of man at the cross, you know, we also see his stupidity. A puny little man plots and schemes against the Almighty God who sustains everything. You know, the cross is man's stupid attempt to get rid of God. You know, he built the cross and it reveals his stupidity. The men who built that cross were stupid. The Jews who ordered it, the religious leaders, they may have been well educated, but they were stupid. You know, you can be well educated and stupid. Oh yeah, Caiaphas and the boys and Pilate and the boys reveal that. Oh yes, and so we see that man's subsequent estimate of the gospel is usually stupid because he sees no wisdom in it. Well, what do you mean sees no wisdom in it? I mean this. My religious friend, if you're going to church and taking sacraments and thinking that'll do me, you have esteemed the cross of Jesus as nothing, and it shows me and God that you're stupid. Boy, that's so offensive. Well, there is an offense in this message. I'll give you that. The cross will reduce you to nothing. And if you can be offended, sir, you're still not reduced to nothing. You're still not reduced to dust and ashes before the Almighty God. Oh, yeah. Man today will still stumble at the stumbling stone, will you? The cross is an offense to you. Its preaching is stupidity. So what is the cross to you? Let me ask you. Is it folly or is it wisdom? Do you see in the cross and in the Christ of the cross the only way of salvation, the excellency of all wisdom? Do you see the excellency of power and love coming through the cross? Has the cross been interpreted to you by the Holy Spirit and revealed your own heart as a heart of hell, a heart of darkness and evil? Have you accepted what it says, what the cross says about your character, and welcomed the Lord Jesus as your salvation, and welcomed him as the reconciliation between you and the Holy God? Oh, yeah. The cross will interpret you, my friend. It will. Because if you're still looking for something else other than the Christ of the cross to save you, you don't want salvation. You'd rather take your chance on religion. The cross interprets you. Why don't you come by simple faith today to the Christ of the cross and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I believe you died for sinners. Save me. You know, if you'll pray like that, he'll save you to the uttermost. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.